Want to see how riveting it is to watch Rob doing the show sitting down? Tune in to Rad TV as we do Bad Radio at members.radradio.com. If you thought Rad TV was great before, and none of you did, check it out now. We've added hours of exclusive content and new shows.
Quiet. Quiet. Quiet, Bob. That wasn't supposed to be there. I don't know what you're doing. You're just trying to sabotage the whole show. It's Bad Radio. Rob's out. He's getting ready for the big Mixed Picks sports show happening at noon today. It's normally at 10 a.m., but it's at noon because it's a big three-hour bash of all draft talk, but not just draft talk. They're going to be talking about the NHL and NBA playoffs as well. You can listen or watch Mixed Picks sports show on Rad TV at members.radradio.com on 104.7 FM and 890 AM in Sacramento on the Rad Radio Show app and radradio.com. Man, there should be like a button that you hit that just says all that stuff for you.
The visual was just hilarious with your boom. Sorry, I couldn't see it visually, but
yeah. So that's happening at noon, and that's why we're doing Bad Radio. So Rob can prep for that, and Nick.
Yeah, and if you're watching the draft show today, if you want to play a drinking game where you take a shot every time Steve Mickelson curses, you will be stone cold sober.
Yeah,
Steve has the cleanest mouth of anybody you'll ever hear.
He does not cuss at all.
You know, he has said one word on a consistent basis, almost. But when he gets real heated, and you know, Steve heated is like, I'm kind of angry. He says, I have one bitch. Like when he's complaining about something, this is my one bitch about something.
Maybe he doesn't consider that cussing. Because remember when we asked him about that?
Mm-hmm.
And he said he and his wife don't cuss. And they started that when they had kids.
Yep.
So there was never any cursing in the house or going on. And I mean, I don't even know. I mean, you raised kids. How did you not go into the bathroom at least and shut the door and scream?
Yeah, at least scream into a pillow. He's got the patience of a monk.
So to add on to Nick's drinking game, if you do want to get turned up a little bit, just wait for him to say, take a step back and look at it.
That is one of his phrases that pays.
Oh, I love Steve.
So we've been doing a Bad Radio, so Rob can do that. And we've been adjusting some things for Rad TV today in lieu of that. So we've got Kyle's Corner, episode 4, going up. His whole new series on Rad TV at members.radradio.com. It's Ron Jones.
James.
From MUFON. I'm so sorry, Ron. He's listening. And he's like, man, this is my moment. You guys are promoting me.
He's
all
probably
this
so
stuff.
Nice.
I did this the whole time when I was making his little graphic underneath him that introduces him. Because in the world of media, there is Roy Jones, the boxer. There's John Jones, the fighter. There's Ron Jeremy, the performer. There's so many Johns and Ron combinations of those names.
Yeah. So it's all about UFOs, Kyle's UFO experience, and your dad is joining as well, Kyle?
Yeah, my dad, and then my my buddy Adam Mott, he witnessed the UFO with me when we went camping. So, it's quite the fun episode of Kyle's Corner.
Really looking forward to that. And then we also have Classic Rad, if you're wanting to listen to the radio or on the Rad Radio Show app or 104.7 FM. 890 AM in Sacramento. Classic Rad is from 10 to noon today. We go 8 years back into the Rad sphere to 2016. We've got stuff like with the Rad team and in the
yoga breath.
A letter writer writes in to the Rad team and in the email explains how she is annoyed while waiting for an oil change. Doing her wait, she explains how loud. Oh, no, that's not right. And I'm botching this.
I got you, though. So there was a letter writer who emails the show complaining about how she's waiting for her oil change. And there's another lady in the waiting room on her phone complaining about, or she's not complaining, she's talking to her dog on the phone super loudly.
Good job, Kyle. You're so good.
Thank you, Kyle.
The self beatings will continue until morale improves.
Oh, my God. Let's see. If you are a welfare recipient and you're just waking up to start your busy day.
Good morning.
I'm so sorry. And here's some recap via emails from working Americans of what you missed on today's show, Graham. We did talk about some the late in life bloomers and actors in the last hour in Hollywood. And Phyllis from The Office kind of took over the whole discussion, and we're getting so many different emails from people saying like, "Oh, Phyllis was a casting assistant for The Office."
There we go. That sounds right. Yeah. Okay.
And the director said she would be perfect for the role of Phyllis. She was actually reading lines with the actors during their auditions as the casting assistant.
So that makes more sense.
And then apparently this whole Phyllis thing just goes way beyond Phyllis. We got this email from Will.
Hey, Will.
He says, according to Angela Kinsey and Jenna Fisher on The Office, the lady who plays Phyllis used to be a burlesque dancer.
Wow.
Could you imagine?
Oh, I missed that episode because I listen to that podcast every once in a blue moon. I love it. Yeah, they go over old. They go over, well, obviously they're old, The Office episodes. They get into the behind the scenes stuff, which I love. But wow, that I would never picture that. That's amazing.
I mean,
good for her.
Yeah, I mean, she, even if she was the size she is now, people love that kind of stuff.
I don't mean
burlesque.
It by that, but she just seems so like
innocent. Wholesome.
Yeah, wholesome. Totally. Yeah.
Well, I know Kyle's making his gross noises because he's thinking of her today. But look, you can go online and find dozens of photos of like older celebrities now when they were like 21 in bikinis and people you think of now as grandmothers and elder statesmen.
That's it. I've been wishing her as a grandma doing that, but obviously, she was.
Pulling up. Oh, you know what? It's not bad. She does look pretty good for her
it's
age.
It's got the Kyle seal of approval.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Oh, no, it's not bad. Oh, wow.
See? It's not bad at all, huh?
No, dude, she's hot.
Yeah. Her all right. And, she's good looking. Oh, one of her buddy on that show. They sat across from each other. And they couldn't decide that one episode where it was
Kevin?
His birthday. Does he have a beard or a mustache? Not a mustache.
I'm so bad.
Diabetes.
At this.
He has diabetes on the show.
Dang it. Stanley.
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 There it is.
Those two. Present day are in, it's like, I think it's a Cheerio Honey Nut commercial or something together. It's
and if you see a picture of the actor who plays Stanley, when he was like 25, he was like buff with this huge afro.
Oh, nice.
Like, you know, like, he's like muscular and thick and like this good looking dude.
I could see that.
Yeah.
So we've been talking about Hollywood and how, you know, the good and the bad, and Kyle or Nick gave the perfect description of Hollywood. Hollywood is the inside of a cigarette, if you were to like compare it to a thing. So we got this last email here from Matthew to RED@RapRadio.com. He says, I too was in Hollywood this weekend. Brendan, I had the same experience as you. Everyone expects Hollywood Boulevard to be the glitz and the glamour. As I walked down the street, I was saddened by the people I saw, drug addicts, drunks, homeless, all this amongst the show business and celebrities still being created there. Yeah, that's just the sad, seedy underbelly of all these types of places.
See, now some people like myself would be like, see what we've done to California, when it's probably just always been that way.
Exactly,
right.
Yeah.
I like to visit now.
Yeah, you polish it all up just for the glitz and glamour of TV and the movies.
Yeah.
He goes on to say, on The Office, John Krasinski told his mother to pick him up at the airport because he was quitting Hollywood. She surprisingly told him to stay 3 more months, which was the end of the year. He reluctantly did and landed a spot on The Office during that time.
So
I am reading
glad.
Jenna Fisher's book, and she struggled for 8 years in Hollywood working part-time gigs as a caterer or receptionist before she landed The Office's role. So she actually did some research for that role.
So I like John Krasinski, but I'm going through this thing now because my husband and I have probably watched The Office 1 billion times. I mean, it's just, it's always on. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just, it's on our diver. Okay, when you can get it on streaming services, we still keep, there's 100 and something, however many they filmed, that is how many are saved on our diver, right?
It's a creature comfort,
like,
right?
It is. And so, and it's like an on in the background type thing. But so I've gone through different phases with different people on the show, and him, man, he was kind of a wuss.
Oh, yeah.
He was, oh my God, he really didn't have a backbone in a lot of scenes. And I was like, how have I liked you?
Well, he grew up. You got to see him grow into the man he is today.
I mean, he kind of did. Yeah. I mean, even as they like struggled when they were doing their commuter relationship marriage, they were an hour away from me or 2 hours away. I'm like, seriously?
So,
oh my God.
So now that we've become completely relevant by talking about an old show and how all these actors came to be, we have to do a really quick speed round of the question of the day, which you'll see at Rad TV on Rad TV at members.radradio.com that we post during the commercial breaks. Instead of looking at all the sights and sounds that we all do in the commercial breaks. Bah, 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 bah. The question today was, if you could be any inanimate object, what would you be? We got this one from Ron.
Hey, Ron.
If I could be any inanimate object, I would want to be the personal massaging wand for Kate Beckinsale.
Oh.
We got Stephanie saying, not a super fun answer, but if I could be an inanimate object, I'd be a book because I'm a huge book nerd and I could just sit there and smell my pages all day.
Wow.
And then we've got this from Randy. He said, I would be a toilet seat in a woman's bathroom because I just love a woman sitting on my face. Really? All women? Ugh. I don't know about that.
Well, and we do other things in there.
Exactly,
you know?
Yeah.
I would like to be a little bar of soap so I could go slippy, slippy, slidey over everybody's hiney.
And on that note, that's it for today. But stick around for the Mix Pick Sports Show coming up at noon. And it's a big 3-hour edition of it with Rob and Steve Mickelson hosting. We're talking about the NFL draft, NBA playoffs, NHL playoffs as well. And coming up next is the Classic Rad on 104.7 FM and 890 AM in Sacramento, radradio.com, the Rad Radio Show app. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Okay, that does it. Screw you guys. I'm going home. Talking poo is where I draw the line. Go on and go home, you fat chicken.
Bye, diddly eye. So long.
God bless you.
See ya.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye, Homer.
Take care.
Adios.
So long.
Very well.
Dar. Bon voyage.
Toodle-oo.
So long.
Bye-bye.
Ta-ta.
Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Sayonara, dude.
So long.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
So long, stink town.